USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midterm elections are coming to a close, and Republicans are projected to not seize control of the Senate. However, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Senate floor Monday, says the House of Representatives leaning red and close Senate races show the American people want an end to total Democrat control.
Though several races for the House of Representatives remain uncalled, it appears the likeliest outcome would mean the American people have put a stop to 2 years of Democrats' disastrous one-party government and placed the House in Republican hands.
Investigators in Texas have been hampered by heavy rains in their attempt to find clues to the mid-air crash of two vintage planes that killed six people. This happened at an air show in Dallas. The NTSB says they were able to recover an electronic flight display from one of the planes. The Fed Reserve may soon slow the pace of interest rate hikes to rein in inflation. That's at least according to the Fed Reserve Vice Chair, who told Bloomberg News it will likely be appropriate to move at a slower pace of rate increases. Her remarks come after the central bank rolled out four consecutive three-quarter point interest rate increases over the past several months to cool record-high inflation. A new report out is detailing just how many people are living in the world.
8 billion humans are living on the planet Earth, a huge milestone officially projected for Tuesday by the United Nations. The UN reported people are living longer with generally better access to health care, food, clean water, and sanitation than in past generations. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is continuing his overseas trip, the president meeting with the Chinese president on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Police say the suspect in a shooting that left three University of Virginia football players dead is in custody.
University police responded to a call of shots fired in the Culbreth parking garage area. The suspected shooter is UVA student Christopher Garnell Jones, Jr.
That's University of Virginia Police Chief Tim Longo. Police don't have details on how the suspect was apprehended. Two other students were also injured in the shooting. It's currently unknown if Jones had a relationship with any of those he fired upon. Democrats and Republicans are converging on Georgia as the Senate runoff commences. At a rally in Augusta, Georgia, candidate Herschel Walker says his opponent is unfit to handle Georgia's money.
Think about this for a moment. They have spent $100 million against me already. Can you believe that? And we're in a tie. That means he don't even know how to spend his money, yet he want to spend your money. Do you want him to be spending your money? We don't want him spending your money no more.
Around 10,000 layoffs are planned in corporate and technology jobs at Amazon. The layoffs could start as soon as this week, according to the New York Times. The cuts will focus on Amazon's devices organization, including the voice assistant Alexa, as well as its retail division and human resources. Amazon would be the latest tech company to lay off workers, following companies like Twitter and Meta. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.